It's time for the Coaches Show as we visit with St. Lawrence University women's head hockey coach Chris Wells and your host Aaron Todd.
Welcome back to another edition of the Coaches Show with St. Lawrence women's hockey coach Chris Wells. Wellsy, what an exciting weekend it was for St. Lawrence hockey, opening Appleton Arena on Saturday and a great series with Clarkson, first at Chiel on Friday night and then back here to open Appleton on Saturday.
Yeah, two great hockey games, and obviously the one back over here. And Appleton was especially thrilling, and just a great day for the university and all the people who put forth a yeoman's effort to get that game on. You know, a lot of people doing a lot of jobs that are not in their job description, and certainly glad that our team was able to repay everybody for their hard work with a win on Saturday.
Saturday, obviously a very exciting game. Jackie Diffley with the goal, and Lucy Morgan, 25 saves and a shutout. So first shutout against Clarkson ever in Appleton for you guys, and only the second all time. You know, what does it mean for your team? You've been playing really well defensively, and Lucy's been a big part of that, to shut out a team with an offense as potent as Clarkson has.
Well, you know, it was team defense. We were able to get a lot of turnovers, and we got a lot of bounces too. You know, I mean, Jaguar still had 7-8 shots on net, and they just didn't go in on Saturday. Some went wide, and then they had a great play at the end of the game, and the puck bounced our way on Saturday, and it bounced Clarkson's way on Friday. But I think that had a big part to do with the shutout. I mean, obviously the talent of our team in terms of creating those turnovers, and then Lucy playing very strong. We blocked a few more shots than we normally had, and the puck just bounced our way. So I didn't realize that we hadn't shut Clarkson out at Appleton, so that's always nice as well. Yeah.
So before we get to this weekend's games, some great news coming out this week. Mary McDougal-Barry, in her 13th season, your 12th year working with you here as an assistant coach, got the AHCA Assistant Coaches Award. Talk about what she means to your program and you know, the reasons why she deserves this recognition.
Yeah, lucky 13 for Mayor on that, and obviously so well deserved. I mean, she put so much time into our team and her job and the kids here on campus, you know, not only as a coach, but just in terms of what she does for them to guide them through their experience here off the ice, whether it be academics, strength and conditioning, and just a shoulder to lean on. There's no doubt that when these kids leave here, they know how much Mayor has impacted their experience in St. Lawrence, and probably will be one of the more popular award winners down there in Florida. Maris is so popular amongst our coaching body that I think we'll get a little bit bigger turnout than normal, just because a lot of people will want to come and celebrate with Mayor.
Coming into this weekend, another home series for you here at Appleton. Harvard on Friday at 4 p.m., nationally ranked Crimson team, and then Dartmouth as well. Always, as a tough test when you face these two teams. What do you see coming out of those two teams this weekend?
Yeah, I think certainly up front for Harvard, they have well-balanced attack. Colgate and Harvard, in my opinion, have probably the three most balanced lines in the league. So there isn't any one person that we kind of got a key on for them. I think they come at you with a balanced attack. Obviously, their goaltending has been fabulous against us the last couple years, and so we'll have to try to continue to play the way we did this past weekend, and get as many pucks that we can on the net. Some kids are starting to get some confidence with the way they're playing, so we really like the pace that we've been playing at, and practice has been good here after the Clarkson win, which it always is. And I think that if we can continue to do those things, we're going to be in a lot of games that we've been in since the middle of November. It's almost like Groundhog's Day to last year. Every game is a one goal, one shot game, and that gets you ready for the playoffs. That gets you ready for the end of the year, because right when the puck drops to start the game, you're essentially in playoff type style hockey, and that's what we'll expect this weekend.
Well, another exciting weekend of ECAC hockey here at Appleton. St. Lawrence playing Harvard at 4 p.m. on Friday. You can watch that on ESPN Plus and on Stretch Internet internationally. You can also listen to the game here on 95.3 The Wolf. And then Saturday's game, 3 p.m. against Dartmouth, streaming on ESPN Plus and on Stretch Internet. Thanks again, Wellsy.
Thanks, AT.
This has been the Coach's Show on your home for Skating Saints hockey, 95.3 The Wolf.